So we're going to start out by giving everyone just a chance to talk about how they're voting. Gary Paxton, do you want to, how are you going to vote on this ballot question?
First of all, the city has had two or three really difficult years. Rob Allen, by the way, is doing a terrific job at the hospital. And my view is, my judgment is that the city does need additional revenue, but I disagree with the property tax for three reasons. First of all, and you didn't mention this in the ballot question, but to do that, you have to amend the charter. This charter, which was done by some wonderful people, has created Sitka as a unified city and borough in a permanent fund. Ketchikan has neither a certified city and borough, and they certainly don't have a permanent fund. So the point is that charter is a really fundamentally important and valued document that I think you need to be highly judicious about when and if you change it. Second of all, property tax, in my view, hurts those people who can least afford a tax raise. And third, it's bad for business. And if we're ever going to get ourselves in better shape than we are, we need an improving economy.
That's Gary Paxton talking about why he's voting no on Proposition 1. Robin Sherman, how will you be voting on this question?
Looking at our municipal budget, I think that we need a mix of spending cuts and revenue increases to balance it next year. And when it comes to the options for increasing revenue, I ask who's being asked to pay more, how much more are they being asked to pay? And when somebody's suggesting raising a tax or a fee, it's important to ask, if it goes up, is it really going to raise the revenue we need? And how long is it going to do that for? I'm going to vote yes in favor of the property tax because I think it's the most likely of all the options to raise the money that we need. And I think it's actually going to cost us a lot less than some of the other options.
Robin Sherman, she'll be voting yes on Proposition 1. And Marjorie Parmalee, how will you be voting?
Well, I've already voted because I'm leaving town on Sunday and wanted to get my bases covered.
Very good citizen. Thank you.
Yes. And I voted no. I understand where our revenue is and that we do need to increase our revenue. I also understand that 33% is a huge hike at one time, especially when we're already reassessing our property. So a lot of new revenue has come from that already.
Just to back up, 33%, what's that figure in reference to?
That's the raise. Two mills is 33% of what we're currently paying. So
gotcha.
When you put it at 33%, versus two mills, it sounds more realistic as to what it really is. So we do need more revenue, but I've worked in finance long enough to know there are other things that need to be done first.
Thank you, Marjorie Parmalee. She already has voted no as an absentee voter on this election. And John Stein, how will you be voting on Proposition 1?
Well, I favor Proposition 1. I believe that the low tax rates from multiple sources best serve the community. It more widely distributes the cost of local government services not only to homeowners, but to landowners, industry, and commerce. Multiple sources, in other words, both a sales tax and a property tax, help flatten out the fluctuations as economies change so that you may have a slow tax year for retail, but a big, tax year for housing, which having a reasonable rate for both of those makes sense. Compared to other Alaska cities, 6 mills, 8 mills is very modest. Most other communities have experienced higher values for those. The trade-off to limit the electric rate rise is a good bargain. Sales tax here is high relative to other cities and I think affects the those least able to pay for it. So having a 6% sales tax is a burden, more of a burden to families than I think increasing the property tax. Mm-hmm.